We're the farm station, all ag, all day. From Orlando, CattleCon 24, I'm Tony St. James. Ran into Robbie Kirkland, Kirkland Feed Yard in Vega. Great to see you.
Thanks, Tony. Good to see you.
Okay. Kirkland Feed Yard in Vega, vice president and manager. But let's step back just a little bit. I think you celebrated 40 years last year.
Yeah, we did. We started the yard 40 years ago, and so we kind of celebrated that, and that was a pretty unique deal for our family operation.
And you're young enough that you remember probably the day it happened back in 1983, started by a guy named Perry Kirkland. Tell me how it started and why Kirkland Feed Yard even came to be.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. We, it's been a pretty neat, road as we've traveled it. But, it was in 83. My dad was able, we were farmers. We kind of moved to Vegas as a farming family and second generation there. And then dad had opportunity to buy a little feed yard. And he did. And I was in junior high-ish, so I was pretty young. But I do remember it. And so that's what's pretty cool is I can kind of look back and remember, the hard work and the hard days that he put into it as I was in junior high school and then, went on to college and then came back. And it's been a really good opportunity for us and a good business, something we really love.
Now, the feed yard, how many head will you run through there? And is it all in the Vega area?
Yeah, so we're kind of spread out a little bit. Most of it's right there in the Vega area, Oldham County, a little bit in Desmith County. But the feed yard that we operate, that's where I spend most of my time day to day. Currently we're at about 26,000 head. We're actually underway doing a small expansion. And so we're permitted to 30,000. That's kind of what our goal has been. And when we started at 600 head 40 years ago, we didn't know where we'd be, but here we are. And so then we've got farming operations and native grassland that kind of stretches from west and south of Vega quite a bit. So we're fairly close, but we're got a little spread out.
Okay. You are also chairman-elect of Texas Cattle Feeders Association, TCFA. For those who don't know what TCFA is and what they do, what's that elevator speech?
Yeah, so, Texas Cattle Feeders has been something that we've been involved with really all, ever since I've been back and my dad was on the board years ago. Texas Cattle Feeders, it's an association that's able to bring together all the cattle feeders in Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and give us a voice. And then not just a voice locally, but a voice in Austin, a voice in Washington, D.C., as well as just lots of different programs and things that they help us with, environmental issues, safety issues, things like that, that we're able to couldn't go out and do on our own very, very easily. So TCFA is just a really vital part of our operation, but as far as giving us a voice out in the world too.
Now, those within the industry completely understand the importance of the feeding sector when it comes to cattle. But maybe for those outside of the industry who don't really understand the importance of your role as we move from cow-calf all the way up into the final product that shows up at the meat counter, what's the role the feeding industry plays?
So the feeding industry, we take cattle, range from 450 to, maybe up to 1,000 pounds. And then we take those cattle and we feed them grain, grain-fed rations that we work with our nutritionist and consulting veterinarian to put together. We take care of the cattle. We care for them. We do all this in a manner that we follow a what we call the BQA. It's a beef quality assurance program, so that we are assuring that the beef that leaves our feed yard, that goes to the processing plant, is the safest beef that that someone can buy.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. Why be involved in things like TCFA, and why be involved and show up at a cattle con NCBA? Why do it?
Well, it's a great question, but I've got a pretty good answer. I mean, at the end of the day, we work hard, and we'd like to be home working hard, and that's what we do. I mean, we work with our hands, but we know that there's a bigger picture out there. We have to come together and be a voice. We have to be a voice and allow us to, like I said, have a voice in D.C., in our state capitals, as well as just really, building networks, building relationships. I came this week and get to see customers. I get to see people that we work with. That's what makes kind of Kirkland Feed Yard go. I mean, we love working with customers, feeding other people's cattle as well as ours. And that's a huge part of it. We were able to come out here and network and make policy. We're able to sit down and work with each other on things that are challenges within the industry and try to come up with great solutions.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yeah, I think we have to. I mean, I always say, if you're in agriculture, you have to be optimistic. I mean, you just have to be. Whether you're farming, you got to be optimistic. You're going to get a rain, cattle market, and being a cattle and feedlot is the same way. I mean, you have to be optimistic. I mean, I think there's a bright future in agriculture, period. Now we talk about it. I mean, people have to eat, right? So that's a big part of it. We've been very, very blessed that, my son Carson, he's just graduated college. He's coming back to the operation. It's one of those deals that if I wasn't optimistic about what we have involved and what we have to offer, I might not encourage him to come back to the operation, but I really am. I think there's a bright future, and so we're just glad to be a part of it.
And I know that we don't like to toot our horns very often, but when we think of Vega and the impact, the economic impact Kirkland Feed Yard has on the Vega area, I mean, it obviously is jobs, but how important is ag to rural communities and rural economies and to rural schools?
Yeah, I know. It's huge. Our little town of Vega, 850 people, so it's pretty small. And, I mean, you can look around and, at some point, I would say 80% of the people that are there touch agriculture, And so, like you said, there's jobs, and then there's those services that are there to, for those that are working. But it's completely vital, from the taxpayers to the land property tax, the things that we do to help, sustain school and, fellowship and community, churches. I mean, you kind of look through all of it, and agriculture has got a huge impact in our little community.
Thanks for your time. Thanks for sharing the story and going to work, not every day just for the industry, but for the industry through leadership roles as well. Wish you the best in 24.
Well, thanks, Tony. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity to kind of tell my story a little bit. We always enjoy that. So appreciate everything you do, and keep up the good work.
Thanks for the kind words. Robbie Kirkland is Vice President, Manager of Kirkland Feed Yard, Chair-Elect for Texas Cattle Feeders, headquartered in Amarillo. From the 2024 CattleCon in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.